It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Welcome tonight's guest. I bet he's glad he's not the governor, former Congressman Lee Zeldin. We told her to keep all her answers to under an hour. Host of the Fox True Crime Podcast, Emily Campagno. He picked up his Valentine from high school today, comedian Jim Florentine. And for Valentine's Day, she got an ankle bracelet from the police. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor, Kat Toob. Thank you. All right. Will NATO pay their fair share if the next prez has orange hair? NATO announced its European members will hit the agreed upon spending target this year. How nice of them. They're agreeing to pay what they owe us. But I guess we should be grateful. It's like the illegals I keep in my basement finally acknowledging the free gruel I provide. It comes after Trump's comments suggesting the U.S. might not defend NATO allies against Russia if they fail to contribute 2% of their GDP to NATO defense.
I said, everybody's going to pay. They said, well, if we don't pay, are you still going to protect us? I said, absolutely not. Well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want.
Do whatever the hell they want. I said the same thing to security when Taylor Swift refused to leave my hotel room. In fact, one of Trump's former national security advisors, Keith Kellogg, revealed plans for a possible tiered system for NATO membership. It's kind of like how Spirit Airlines operates. If you pay more, they'll give you water. If Trump wins re-election, countries that don't pay up could have their Article 5 protections removed. That article ensures collective defense of NATO members, meaning an attack on one is an attack on all. It's the same way warthogs feel when you attack Randy Weingarten. Warthogs. This is something Germany is all too familiar with, which is why their chancellor pledged his country's commitment to the 2% target. You know, sure, NATO's been happy to let America pick up the tab at every turn. They're like Jesse Waters, except when they kill a hooker, they have diplomatic immunity. But now that a second Trump term is a real possibility, they suddenly start reaching for their wallets. But it makes sense. Humans are driven by incentives. If someone says, pay me back whenever, whenever always means never. But attach a consequence to their inaction, and you almost always get results. That's why I fired that pool boy. He would have learned his lesson if he hadn't already drowned. Oh my God. That was not my fault either, Emily. Isn't it amazing? Trump's not even in office, and he's influencing NATO. He's more of a president than Biden is.
100%, because his word carries more weight than Biden's ever has or ever will. I just want to focus for a second on Biden's comments about this. Mm-hmm. He had the nerve to stand up and say or repeat from the prompter what someone else wrote, which was, this is shameful. This is dumb, he said. This is un-American. He said, when we make commitments, Americans, we stand by those commitments. And NATO, he said, is a sacred commitment. And I have to point out how hollow that rings, how tragic that sounds coming from this person's mouth. After we abandoned Afghanistan, we abandoned Americans in Afghanistan. We pulled out our military before every American was evacuated. We abandoned Afghan girls. We abandoned military equipment, so essentially surrendering it to China. We had conditions placed on everything we've given to Israel and told them to tone down their response to Hamas and Islamic Jihad. The nerve of this individual that occupies the Oval Office to come out and say that our commitments are sacred, to me, is laughable. And it's only eclipsed by the sense of disgust I have for him.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Wow. Whoa. That is quite a screed. Good for you. So, Jim, it's like, I feel like Trump's superpower is that he makes you think twice. Like, you can't just assume anything. Like, they go, well, maybe he won't pull the funding, but he might. Will he? Will he not? Will he not support us? And he gets them to act because he's unpredictable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. All of a sudden, they're paying up just because he said that.
Yeah.
That's almost like a boss at a company saying, listen, we got some layoffs coming, and all of a sudden people start work. And,
yeah.
You know, that's what's going on. And look, the United States, we're like the sugar daddy. Mm-hmm. We're like, hey, we'll pay all the bills. You just pay your phone bill. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, you don't pay the phone bill. And Trump's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know, I'm paying everything. Now I got to pay your phone bill, too. So I get that he's doing that.
Yeah. Isn't it great? Isn't it fun to see? It's like even NATO thinks he's going to be president.
I love it. And then Germany's all of a sudden going to pay 2%. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not a history buff, but Germany paying more extra for war, it never really works out for them, does it?
Yeah, that is true. Kat, so basically bluffs work. Trump called their bluff and they folded.
You know what I haven't understood about the whole news cycle surrounding this comment is if you want to make the point, you know, say that the way Trump made his point was maybe an offensive or disgusting way to make the point. I get that. You can say that, but you can't say there was no point there.
Yeah.
Nobody takes it a step further. Okay. You feel that way. What do you think about the current situation with NATO? What do you think about the fact that, you know, Europeans, they laugh at us and they make fun of us about how little time we get off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have free healthcare. We have months and months and we're just like on a boat, like smoking cigarettes or whatever they do over there. Mm-hmm. And we're paid for all of their wars. So yeah. I think that, okay, so what's your solution to this? Because we get like bent over by all of them and something should change here. They should pay. Absolutely. It's a joke.
Yeah, it is a joke, Lee. What say you?
The NATO alliance requires shared sacrifice. Everybody needs to do their part. The United States is as far away from the threats across the Atlantic as anyone part of NATO, yet these foreign countries expect us to pay the most. Mm-hmm. And you know, the reality is that when we are getting others to step up, it's not making NATO weaker, it's making it stronger. Demanding that these other countries pay their fair share is not an existential threat to NATO. Not demanding these other countries to pay their fair share, that's an existential threat to NATO. And one other thing, by the way, these foreign countries, these foreign leaders, when they're talking about U.S. funding, I would like them to be thanking the U.S. taxpayer more than they do.
Right.
Because when it comes to U.S. foreign aid, it is Valentine's Day and Christmas and everyone else's birthday all rolled in one every day. I would just like the U.S. taxpayer to be able to hear and feel some gratitude and appreciation from these countries.
Yes. We should be able. You just gave me an idea. We should have a special dispensation when we travel to Europe, like we get free discounts on stuff because we pay for their military. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, or at least, like, would you like a cigarette?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Some cigarette and some chocolate and some pantyhose. All right, up next, the lawsuit claims it was shady to out a man's mystery lady. I love this topic.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
An Airbnb he disparaged, and it nearly ruined his marriage. According to a lawsuit in Mississippi, they have them there. After a man left a bad review for an Airbnb he was staying at, the homeowner sent the man's wife pictures of him with another woman. Wow, remind me not to write a bad review of Larry Kudlow's hot tub. According to the suit, here's what went down. Back in 2022, the man rented a house in Memphis for a weekend stay with old friends. But the homeowner, a woman, says the guy broke some house rules and invited extra guests over. Imagine being punished for having too many friends. Never happens to me, says one guy. So the homeowner tried to charge the guy an extra $960, but the guy refused to pay and left a bad review on the Airbnb site. And he says that's when she retaliated by emailing his wife a security camera photo of him and another woman. which is BS. Call me old-fashioned, but security footage is only meant for masturbating. Ask any security guard, they'll tell you. And the worst part is, his stay ended on September 11th, so there's no way his wife will forget it. My birthday, September 12th. I can make that joke, I think. So he later sued the homeowner, saying his marriage suffered as a result, adding that the situation caused him extreme emotional distress, public humiliation, and mental anguish, which raises the question, how is that different than marriage? Jim, a guy never would have done this. Even if the guy was pissed off, he never would have sent a photo to another guy, to his wife. It's just terrible.
Yeah, he wouldn't have broken the guy code.
Exactly.
Yeah, he left a bad review. But also, in this woman's rules at a house, you were not allowed to pee in the pool was part of one of the rules because they had a pool in the back.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know that was, a requirement. I think you pretty much know that.
Yeah.
I don't think there's other Airbnbs where you're allowed to, pee in the pool, and then if you want to take a dump, go in the hot tub. No, but you know what? That's what this guy gets for leaving a bad review because he's messing with the woman's business. I don't believe in him. You get people that leave these reviews. They've been to a business 100 times. And at 101 time, they didn't have a good time, so they write a bad review about that.
Yeah.
The other 100 were fine.
Yeah, it's like Yelp gives people power who don't experience power in other avenues, so they do it in the reviews, and they just crap all over people.
One time, they had a bad time.
Yeah.
And it could be the mood they're in.
Yes,
exactly. They should measure people's moods before they come in. Go, look, you guys had a fight in the car on the way over. Get out of here. You're not getting seated.
Exactly.
You're going to be nitpicking and finding everything. Go home and get Uber Eats. Had enough of you.
Kat, whose side are you on? Did he deserve this?
The only reason he would deserve it is because he stayed at an Airbnb. Like, I don't know why people stay in an Airbnb. Like, you can save money, but you pay with your soul.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Like, all the rules, I looked at all the rules, too. It was, no vaping on the property. Bitch, why?
Yeah.
I can't vape in your backyard.
Yeah. That makes...
And then they're like, before you leave, you have to strip the bed. Like, now I'm doing your chores for you. whatever happened, they have so much power over you. A hotel, you can do whatever you want. Like, you just leave the maid extra money if there's a mess, if you're not, you don't want to be a
Yeah.
But you think she's going to send the thing to, they got personal.
Yeah.
It's just so strange. He was all this stuff you didn't register all the house guests and this and that. It's this woman, clearly she likes being an Airbnb host because she likes to control people and then she watches them on her security camera. I think it's creepy. I think it's weird.
Yeah. You know what it is, Lee? The problem with Airbnb is that it's still somebody's house. So they feel like that they want to make sure there was no sign or scent that you were ever there, yet they want your money.
Yeah, and they will fine you $300. This is one of my issues. One of the charges, $300 for moderation of your review.
Yes.
What the does that even mean?
Yeah.
Okay, grievance number one. When you connect person, karma is a bitch A, with person, karma is a bitch B, it's inevitable that things are going to go wrong. Things went sideways here. But I'll say one other complaint about the homeowner, because, you're asking us to take some sides here. The homeowner, in advertising the property, said, forget your worries.
Yeah.
So the guy reads it, he goes there, he gets screwed, and then he ended up getting screwed.
Yeah.
That's unfair.
Yeah, she kept saying, I hope you have a wonderful stay. You have a great stay, and then it's just horrible. Emily, Who should his wife be mad at most?
Her. Here's why. I love this so much because I feel like we are totally the jury. However, just note that Airbnb has referred them to arbitration per the clause in the contract.
Yeah.
I'll say this. When you dig into it further, this woman, the homeowner, was probably the most neurotic, overlord, insane. She's probably going to sue me for talking about it. We're not saying her name. What's the word that means just totally out to lunch? The fantastical things that she expected of people who are, in her house for a night or whatever, were off the charts. But here's the best part. She claimed that he came over with more than six people and that they were loudly cussing in the driveway and having a party and that the neighbors complained and called over. Mm-hmm. He says, I only had one guest. that lady. So all we have to do is poll the neighbors and look at the call records and see who is in the right. And secondly, or last, she emailed his wife with via a fake like email account with his name in it and said, "I love your bag" in the subject line, and then was like, "Where'd you get it?" So this lady is so crazy. There needs to be a separate criminal charge for insanity.
And you are a lawyer. So I'll take your word for it, lawyer lady.
I rule in his favor.
I like how you couldn't think of a word and it turned out to be fantastical.
Something like that.
What's the word I'm thinking of? Oh, yes, fantastical. Out of time. Thanks to Lee Zeldin, Emily Cabano, Jim Florentin, Kat Timp, our studio audience, Fox News Tonight, Dreamy Chase Gallagher, this I'm Greg Evelyn, I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform. And watch directly on outkick.com/watch.